is a work in progress with Gamaliel Play. This work in progress because there is some detail that was pointed out by Michael Jampolsky that need to be worked out. So other than that, I think the result is almost ready. Okay, so I'm going to start with an introduction about the mating, then the parameters which we are going to make the mating, then the Petersen model, and then the model for this mating, and the relation between both of them. Okay, so I'm going to start with the definition. No? So let PC1, PC2, two quadratic polynomials. With field Julia set locally connected. So I'm going to define, well, so if you have the orbit under this map is bounded, locally connected, is so in this case we have the Berger map that conjugate the dynamics outside of this set to the dynamics of C squared outside. This one. So we have this conformal isomorphism between the complement of the field Julia set, let me call CI. I'm sorry, this is PI. And then we have this map from the complement of the closed unit disk that makes the diagram commutative, right? So C squared. Here we have the map. Right? So we have this commutative diagram. And then we know that this map, the inverse map, can be extended by Cara-Teodori. This map can be extended to the unit disk, right? So we have this map to the Julia set of the corresponding quadratic polynomial. So usually we can write this as gamma e t pi minus 1 e 2 pi I t. Okay? So this is the Cara-Teodori loop. So now we are going to consider a new topological space. So X is going to be the disjoint union of the two field Julia set. And then we are going to glue the Cara-Teodori loops in reversal direction, right? So this means that gamma 1 t, I'm going to identify with gamma 2 or minus t, right? So this is the gluing that we are going to make. So if this space is homeomorphic to the two sphere, S2, then we say that the pair of polynomials P1 P2 is topologically mated. Okay. And then we have an induced map. We have an induced map which we are going to call T. Right. I'm going to write it from this one with the corresponding identification. Which is called the topological making. So, in general, of course, this space is not homeomorphic to the two sphere, right? But in case that we have this homeomorphism, then this map is a branch covering of degree 2 of the sphere. So we ask when there is a conformal structure invariant under this map, right? So there is another equivalent relation that is more easy to work in our case, which is called the conformal mating. Right? So the definition conformal mating, right? So in the same, let P1, P2, V2 quadratic polynomials with locally connected Julia set. Then we say that a quadratic rational map, a quadratic rational map F, is a conformal mating of P1 and P2, and we write this as F equal to P1 mating P2 if the following satisfies. If there exists continuous semiconjugacies phi from the field Euler set of the corresponding map that conjugate the map with the quadratic rational map, right? So I'm going to write this as phi composed with phi equal to f composed with phi, right? And this is conformal in the interior, conformal in the interior of the field Euler set, if there are some interiors, right? And also we have to have this identification here, right? And this identification can be written in the following way, that phi IC equal to phi IW, if and only if C is in relation, this is a equivalent relation given by some external rays, which I don't want to describe now. And also we need to have some condition in the image of the field Julia set. So it's phi1 of this map union phi2 k of phi2 should be all the sphere, right? So this is the conformal mating that we need to work. Okay. So examples of mating, and here I'm going to describe the results of Tan Lei, Rees, and Shishikura in the case of post-critically finite sets. So very quickly, so I would take C1, C2, V2 parameters in M, which are not in conjugate links of M. Okay, so this is theorem by Tan Lei, Rees, Shishikura. So we take two parameters in the Mandel set which are not in conjugate links, such that PC1, the corresponding quadratic polynomials are post-critically finite. Then the mating exists. Then PC1 and PC2 are topologically mateable. And moreover, the mating exists. Moreover, there exists some quadratic rational map, which I'm going to write PC1 mating PC2. Okay, so this is the result for the case of post-critically finite. This can be extended for using QC surgery to hyperbolic components which are not in conjugate limbs, again, of Mandelbrot set. And there is a paper of Miller, which he works the case of the mating of two mysterious points. So So which fields the Holy Spirit, which is a very surprising result. So the first example, you see, this is for the case of post-critically finite, and this can be extended for hyperbolic parameters. So one of the first, if not the first example of mating in which the parameters are not hyperbolic or post-critically finite was given by Jampolsky and Zaccheri in 2000. So I'm going to describe the result because it's very similar to the result that we are going to describe later. Okay? So first, I'm going to take some irrational number. Let be an irrational number. So we can consider it is continuous fraction. One, two. Okay. And we say that theta is of bounded type if this sequence is bounded, right? Is bounded. So the result of Jampolsky and Zaccheri, well, first I'm going to describe these maps, e to 2 pi I theta zeta plus c squared. So the theorem of Jampolsky and Zaccheri says that you can mate two parameters with single disk. Right? So let theta and nu two irrational numbers of bounded type. Such that they have this condition that theta is different of v nu minus 1, then f theta f nu are topologically mateable. And again, the mating exists, the conformal mating. This means that there exists a quadratic rational map that realize the mating. Okay. So the strategy for the proof of the theorem in this case is to, well, if you want to have the mating of two maps with single disk, then you need to look for a quadratic rational number that has two single disks. So find a family that satisfies this condition, and then once that you identify the family, the hard part is to prove that this is the mating.
What was the condition on the rotation number? Nu is not common.
Oh, yeah. So it's 1 minus nu. Yes. So then we are going to follow the same approach as Jampolsky Zaccheri. So we are going to have the two parameters that we want to mate. We are going to look for some quadratic rational that has these properties and then try to prove that this is the mating. So that's the idea. So now, what is the parameters of the mating? So I said in the beginning that is the mating of a single disk with a real quadratic polynomial. Okay? So let's consider B the main character. This means that W is the main hyperbolic component. Okay, so we know that M, the Mandelbrot set, is locally connected at every point in the boundary of the main character, right? So this means that for every point in the main character, there exists an external ray that lands there. So there exists theta such that the external ray lands at C for every C there. Okay. So now let's define this set. Argument of W0. Sorry? Oh, okay. Oh.
it's a stronger property.
Yeah, okay, yes. Yeah. Okay. So let me define this set. Are all the angles in the interval 0, 1 third such that Rm theta lands at some point in the boundary of this main component. And now we are going to consider this map from the unit circle to the unit circle, which send theta to 1/2 plus theta over 4. Okay? So we have this map, very simple map. Okay? So the theorem. The theorem, Blais 2000, is the following. So what he's going to do is to consider, well, I'm going to draw first. So he takes the Mandeville set. And we know that we have the main hyperbolic component. There is an isomorphism to this hyperbolic component to the unit disk, right? And this isomorphism can be extended to the boundary. So in that way, we can define the internal argument for each of these points, right? So we have this angle here, theta, so this goes to some point in the boundary, right? And we say that this point in the boundary has internal angle, let me call gamma, okay? And also, we know, for example, if gamma is rational, then there is two external rays that land at this point. Right? We know that this is the root of a copy. So let me call theta plus and theta theta minus and theta plus. Right? And if gamma is not rational, if it's irrational, so here, then let me call this prime dc, then there is only one external ray that lands here. And let me call this rm of angle theta. So then he applied this map, 1/2 plus theta over 4. So theorem for each, or for every, theta in this set, for every theta, the external ray Rm of T of theta lands at some point, let me call C prime in the boundary of the Mandeville set intersection with R. Right. So this means that there is some parameter here such that there is an external ray that lands here, right? And this external ray is Rm of T theta. So he makes both cases. The first case is when the internal angle is rational, then it's possible to prove that you take Rm of theta T minus and Rm T of theta plus, then this ray lands at a root of a primitive real hyperbolic component or primitive copy of the Mandeville set, and this lands at a Misurevic point, a real Misurevic point. Well, but now we are interested in the case when gamma is irrational, right? In this case, we have only one ray, so we're interested in the point which this ray lands. Okay? It's not known. Wait, we don't know. Some. Maybe it doesn't belong to the same copy. There is no relation between the two of them yet. Okay? So, now, if gamma, the internal argument of C is a irrational number, then we have the following. But we know already that I call the parameter C prime. Then this map, this quadratic map, has several properties. Then, well, PC prime satisfy one. If we take this map and restrict it to the orbit of the critical point, then a semi-conjugate to a rigid rotation of angle gamma is semi-conjugate to, let me call to this map R gamma C, E 2 pi R gamma C, right? So this rigid rotation. The, almost one to one. I don't think it's close to be one to one, but because in the proof there is some analysis with the Hobart tree, so there are several pinching points there. So I don't think it's close to be. Injective. The second condition is PC prime is not Collett-Ekman. No Collett-Ekman, there is the critical point is, I think, persistently recurrent. Three, well, the field Julia set coincides with the Julia set. The Julia set. Well, and M is locally connected at C prime, okay? And also there is, well, there is like five, but asterisk, because we don't use this condition, is that there is some asymmetrical Diophantine condition in the angle gamma in order to have some absolutely continuous invariant measure for this map. And also there is another condition when this map doesn't have absolutely continuous invariant measure. So I just mentioned that some condition in the angle imply this existence of invariant. Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay, so we have this. Okay, so let me write the theorem. In the of the gamma? What moment it returns exactly with the closer return? I don't know. But it's an interesting question. Yeah. Yeah, because it's the analysis to do the mating, but in this case, yeah, I'm not sure. I need to ask him if he think about that part. So this was a conjecture of Dwadi, by the way, that if you take this angle, then this angle is going to land in the... Why this formula? No, I don't know. I don't know why Dwadi thought about this. No, I don't know. How he come up with this formula. I guess it had to do with some analysis again of the Hobart tree, how the angles are moving and the rotation number. Yeah, maybe. And then start to. Okay. Okay, so theorem, the theorem is the following. Let gamma be an irrational number and C in the boundary of the main cardioid with internal angle or internal argument gamma. If gamma is a bounded type, then PC and PC prime, the C prime that corresponds to the theorem, are topologically mapping. And moreover, again, the conformal mapping exists. This means that there exists some quadratic rational map that relies this mapping. So this is one remark that I would like to do. If you look at the theorem of Jampolsky and Zaccheri, they also ask that the two irrational numbers are of bounded type. So we are here, we are asked the same thing, right? Gamma is of bounded type. So there is a new result of Zaccheri and Petersen. Well, first, where we use this bounded type condition? We use that when we have a critical circle map with rotation number gamma irrational, then we can conjugate to a rigid rotation by a homeomorphism, by Jacob's theorem. But if the angle is of bounded type, then this conjugation is quasi-symmetric, and then we can extend quasi-conformally in the whole disk. So in this paper of Petersen and Zaccheri, they make this conjugation, this quasi-conformal conjugation in the disk, with neglecting the bounded type condition using some Gudavis surgery. So for this condition, then we can also have the theorem, because then if we add this Diophantine condition that we have here, then the theorem is true. The corollary is let gamma express in its continuous fraction be irrational number such that, and the condition is this, log of an is bigger of n as n goes to infinity, then the mating exists again. Yeah, corollary of the theorem of Petersen and Zaccheri. So they basically prove that you have some irrational number that satisfies this condition, then the Julia set of this map, this is locally connected, that is what we need. Right? Locally connected, of the Julia. We're going to use, we use the Petersen model, and then we're going to construct the semi-conjugacy between the Petersen model and the new model. The new model is not a Blasch plot. I'm going to give it now. But we need the locally connectivity, so we need this result. Okay, so I hope I can describe very quickly the Petersen model. So okay, well, before to go to this Petersen model, very quickly I will give you the family of quadratic rational map that we are going to look to find the mating. So this has to have one Siegel disk, because this is has some Siegel disk, and there is some condition in the critical orbit. So we are going to consider here, consider the two parameter family of quadratic rational maps. With one fixed point at zero at the origin with multiplier lambda and critical points 1 and -1, and the condition that after 2 iterations of this critical point we land at this critical point. Okay. So this family is, can be expressed as R lambda A equal to lambda C over C squared plus AC plus 1. And of course, we're interested in the case when lambda is equal to A 2 pi I gamma, and gamma is irrational of under type. Okay. So this is the family where we are going to look for. So we are going to construct, like in the Petersen model, right? Petersen model, so he has this Blasch product. So he modifies the Blasch product and obtained under a quasi-conformal conjugacy a quadratic map with a Siegel disk. The critical point is that this critical point after 2 iterations goes to R lambda of -1, and then it lands at 1. So after 2 iterations, one of the critical points? Right. Okay, so Petersen model. So he considered this Blaschke product, right? So it's e to the 2 pi I t, c squared, c minus 3, y minus 3, c. Okay? So it has several properties, right? So QT leaves the unit circle invariant. And then it is a critical circle map with only one critical point at 1. And this critical point is of cubic type. Okay? So if you restrict this Blasch product to the unit circle, you will obtain this critical circle map. What else? QT has two super attracting fixed points. At zero and infinity, right? And the property that is important is that this realizes all the rotation numbers, right? So for each gamma, there exists T gamma. There exists a unique T gamma such that the rotation number of this Q T gamma restricted to the unit circle is exactly gamma. Right? So we are going to write Q T gamma just Q gamma. Okay? Then if we consider the immediate basin of attraction of infinity, then we have that this map is a branch covering of degree 2. And then we can conjugate, as in the polynomial case, to the C square map. So in that way, we can define external rays, equipotential for the dynamics of this outside of the field Euler set, right? And it's possible to prove also that this set is equal to C, the complement of the union of the preimage of the unit disk. So the boundary of this set coincides with we can defined as, well, no, in this case no, in this case no, not yet. We have only these properties for the basin of attraction. So now we are going to modify the map. We're going to modify the map in the following way. So, well, for Yukov's theorem, well, I think I already mentioned this. There exists a unique edge homeomorphism on the unit circle such that we have this conjugation, right? Q gamma. Here, H that conjugates the map to the rigid rotation of angle gamma. So this is, I'm going to write this as R gamma, right? And if gamma is of bounded type, if gamma is of bounded type, then by the theorem of Hermann, this map is quasi-symmetric. Then using the Dwadihel extension, we can extend this map as a quasi-conformal map from the whole closure of the unit disk. And I'm going to write HP as P of Petersen, right? After this extension. Then we have a modified map, right? So I'm going to write this Q gamma tilde. It's going to be Q gamma. If the norm of C is bigger than 1, and then here we write H minus 1 composed with the rotation, composed with H. So this is if C is less or equal than 1. Because of this conjugation, then these two definitions match in the boundary. Okay. So this is, what is this map? This map is a quasi-regular map of degree 2, which is conformal outside of the unit disk and is conjugate to a rigid rotation in the inside of the unit disk. So that's the properties that we want. So then we are going to construct an invariant conformal structure solved by the measurable Riemann mapping theorem to obtain a holomorphic map that is conjugate to this new map. And this map will be a quadratic polynomial which has a single disk. So the procedure is the standard one, right? So we want to construct some invariant delta mean differential invariant under this new map, right? So so maybe I should go here. So what is the dynamics of this map? The dynamics of this map is the following. Because we change the map inside of the unit disk, this map is no longer of degree 3, but it's going to be of degree 2. So the preimage of this disk has only two preimages, itself, the rotation, and another one that this came here, right? So this is map 1 to 1. And then we continue doing that, taking the preimage of this, and we obtain this, the Petersen model. And then again and again, etc. Right? Okay. So the way to define this invariant Beltrami differential is to take first on D, we just take the pullback under this map of the standard Beltrami differential. Right? So we have here this HP, in this case like this, and then we have the standard conformal structure here, and then we pull it back here, right? And then take the pullback of this in the unit disk by the Q gamma tilde. But outside of the unit disk, this Q gamma is going to be holomorphic, so the dilatation doesn't change. So change in the first one, but then after that, the dilatation doesn't change, and we can do this in all the preimage, right? And outside, we define it as the standard conformal structure. So in that way we have an invariant conformal structure, and then we solve by the measure of Riemann mapping theorem to have one quadratic map that has a single disk with rotation number gamma. Okay? So that's the idea of the Petersen model. Okay? So the way that Jampolsky and Zaccheri do this mating is to take this model and take one single disk at zero, one single disk at infinity. And then they glue these two pictures. One is here and the other came from infinity. And then glue it in a certain way. So we can give some system of address here for all the preimage of this of the unit disk. But instead of doing it here, I'm going to do it in the other model, in the model that we want to work. So here is the model. The difference is that this dash product has, when you restrict it to the unit circle, has one critical point. So in our case, it's gonna have two critical points in the unit circle, one and minus one. Okay? So we're going to consider the following one. First, zeta minus c, zeta plus c, and then we are going to consider this map, which is some cubic map. Okay, so this can be decomposed as c cubic and the composition with some Mobius transformation that fix the upper half plane. Okay? And then our map is going to be B lambda, which is C composed with epsilon root with C minus 1. So that's the map that we are going to work. Okay? So which properties has this? Well, first, B lambda, you restrict to the unit circle is a critical map with two critical points. Minus one and one. This follows because this has critical points at zero and infinity. So when you conjugate, you get the critical points at minus one and one. And also we can prove a similar result of all the rotation numbers are achieved for this map. Okay? So maybe it's a good idea to explain the dynamics. The dynamics of this map. That this invariant? Oh, I'm sorry. Lambda is real, so it's gonna fix the real line. This map. Yeah. So lambda is real. No. It's another. It's some parameter. Yes. So let me describe the dynamic. Minimize a little bit. So I'm gonna draw the circle. Well, here the circle. The circle, and then we apply this map. We have these lines of angle P over 3, and then I'm going to shade this region, and this region, right? And then I decompose epsilon lambda in two maps, right? The first map is just C cubic, so this map sends the shade part in the upper half plane. Then after that, I apply this lambda C plus 1 minus C plus 1. Then this lets the upper half plane invariant. And then finally, I return to, under this map, I return to the unit circle, right? So what we have that if you take the preimage of this three sector under this map, you get the following. You get, well, first this two lines are mapped in some circles like this. and then this is the other one. Okay, so the preimage of these three sectors are this one, and outside of these circles that are dots. Well, the map is the degree 3, so we have three preimages of the unit circle. So now we're interested, what is the preimage of size, right? So if we take the preimage of everything that is outside, well, maybe if I take now, I want to know the preimage of the blue part. So first, it's very easy to see that this is one of preimage, so this goes to here. And then there is two crescents here. One is here and the other is here, that map to the blue part, right? And so now we ask, what is the preimage of this and what is the preimage of this? And it's going to appear some more crescents, etc. Okay. So because we have at for the units we have three preimage, then we want to change this map and make it of degree 2, right? So we want to modify the map here. So we are going to do the same as in the Petersen model. We're going to take this conjugation by Jokos, and because the rotation number is of bounded type, then we can take this as a quasi-conformal extension in the unit disk. Okay? So we have our map. Well, again, as in the case, we have that there exists some lambda gamma, such that the rotation number of this is gamma, so I'm going to call this just gamma, right? And then we change the map, right? So we have B lambda tilde of C is going to be the same as in the case of Petersen model. So we want to keep the map outside of the unit disk. And then here we are going to modify by this extension. Now the extension I call AH instead of HP, with the rotation, re-rotation of angle gamma, and then here AH, so you have C less or equal than 1. So we are in the same case. We have a quasi-regular map of degree 2. We can construct an invariant conformal structure, and then we can conjugate by the measurable Riemann mapping theorem to have some quadratic rational map that satisfies these two conditions that we want. That has this one fixed point at zero, this means that this is going to be a single disk, and the critical point satisfies this condition. The minus one after two iterations goes to one. Okay? So, I forget to mention that it's not very difficult to show that the Julia set of this map is all the plane, right? Because there is no attracting point, no parabolic, no Hermann, and it cannot be single disk because minus 1 and 1 are dense in the boundary, and the disk and the complement are no invariant under the map. Okay? So if we modify this map in the following way, then we have the following picture. So now, if you take the unit disk, and I'm going to put a cross in the critical point 1 and a circle at the critical point minus 1, right? And now I want to know the preimage of this map. The preimage of this disk. So because I changed the map, now I have only one preimage. Well, two. The disk itself and so this is U0 that corresponds to, the preimage of U0 is outside. Everything here is U1, right? And this is the only preimage different of U0. And then you take the preimage of U1 and you obtain these two crescents. And so on, right? So, X is here. This is a preimage of the critical point. And the preimage in this case is here. And for the other, this is circle and this is circle. So I'm writing X and the circle to point out that we can give some address similar to the Petersen model. The difference of the Petersen model is that this is called the root points of the preimage. They determine in a unique way all these preimages. In this case, no, because at this point it's going to be two of these three images has this root point, because you take, I'm going to call this U2 and this is U11. If we did the pre-image of this, then X is going to be here for both of them. So you will have one crescent here, and the other crescent is going to be here. Yes. But now here is yellow, here is yellow, and then here is X, right? X and X. Right? So the root point doesn't determine in a unique way the components. But we can divide the pre-image of the unit disk into the different classes. The classes has, it's better to say that we can divide the pre-image of the critical point in two different sets. The set that has only one root, is the root of only one component, or the points that are the root of two different components. Right? And in that way, we can determine in a unique way all the pre-image of the unit disk. Okay? So in that way, I think it's a little time. So the idea of the proof is to construct this semi-conjugacy between these two models, right? Because we have that PC, the map with the Siegel disk, we can conjugate to the Petersen model, right? So you have the Petersen model here. And then we have our quadratic rational map that can be conjugate to our model. So in order to have, we need to do two steps. The first step, in order to show that the Julia set, or the field Julia set of POC can be seen here, we need to make a semi-conjugacy here. Okay. And then later show that the Julia set of this map can be seen in this Julia set. So to construct the semi-conjugacy here is just to follow. The thing is, we can give the same address as the Petersen model, and in that way we can construct the semi-conjugacy. In the disk is very easy, right? So just to take the composition of HP with the inverse of H. So you have a map from the unit disk to the unit disk, which is quasi-conformal. But when we go to the dynamics of PC and the dynamics of this rational map, then this map became holomorphic. So we can prove that inside of the field Julia set, in the interior of the field Julia set, this semi-conjugacy is conformal. And then to be able to see that this is inside here, and also that satisfies the condition of the mating, we need to analyze how the Stendhal rays are landing in the corresponding Julia set. So this is what I want to point out here. So you have, this is the dynamics of PC, right? So you have here the parameter C, and there is some external ray that lands here, right? RC of Terra. Remember that Terra was chosen in this set argument of WC, right? So that's the dynamic of PC. And now we look at the dynamics of PC prime, right? So he has zero, he has C prime. Here's PC prime or C prime. Let me call, C2, and then here is C3, etc. Right? So we have, if the external angle of angle theta lands at C, then the external angle here and here are RC theta over 2 and RC 1/2 plus theta over 2, right? Now, we know that we have external ray land here by the theorem of Bleh. So we have that here we have 1/2 plus theta over 4, right? And then the corresponding here, right? So this is RC of theta over 4. So we iterate this map. When we iterate, then we have some external ray here, some external ray here. But which is this external ray? But this external ray is precisely RC prime or minus theta, right? Which means that we identify this point with this point in the mating, right? So we have that C is identified with I think it is P C prime square of C prime. Okay? And then in the same way we can iterate all this map, P C K of C, then it's going to be identified with P C prime 2 plus K of C prime. Right? So but this is a dense set in the boundary of the Siegel disk. And in that way we can define the map, this semi-conjugacy, from this Julia set to this model. So sending the corresponding point to one and then looking that after two iterations we have that arrive to the critical point. The same happens here, right? After two iterations we arrive to this condition. And then we need to define the map backwards to have it in all the Julia set and use continuity to finish. So I think my time is up. So. Well, the thing is, of course, there is this detail to prove locally connectivity of this model at this point. And here is where we use these complex bounds of Jampolsky for critical circle maps. So we need to have, at least in that class of maps. So we leave this map, and, well, this was the thing that Jampolsky pointed me out last week. And he said that when we leave this map, it's in a different class when they leave their map, because in this case this map is going to be in some Epstein class. So we can use the same result except that we need to justify in a careful way that this is in an Epstein class. You mean a Siegel disk with something else? Oh, I see. Any real map with? Oh, I see. Everything. Right. Oh, I see.
No, there's no guarantee that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever you make these two pairs, you're resulting in this family of R lambda A.
Uh huh. Yeah. This when we make this when we straighten this map, we get in this family. Yes. And there is a unique A such that has exactly this rotation number.